If you haven't played Paddy Power Fantasy yet, you're missing out. But on the upside, if you haven't played it yet, you qualify for a risk-free first go. Get up to £20 back as cash when you play Paddy Power Fantasy. And because every NFL game day is a season in itself, you don't have to wait to find out if you've won. Paddy Power Fantasy. Hate waiting, love winning. New customer offer, min £5, max £20 refund. T's and C's apply. Paddy Power Fantasy rules apply. 18 plus, begambleaware.org.
Hello and welcome to the Nat Coombs Show, presented by Paddy Power Fantasy. Our daily fantasy rolls on into the playoffs. So I'll pick up this remote control, turn on Ollie Gill. There we go.
Ready to go.
Ready to rock and roll. Because you thought we shut him down because we thought end of the regular season, end of daily fantasy, not so fast.
No, that's not how it works with me. I was at the door early morning, wasn't I? Just knocking away. I'm here, ready to go.
He lives in the studio.
Oh, absolutely.
He lives and breathes fantasy.
You can tell.
Stats just pouring out of his ears. So yeah, it rolls on, but of course, slightly different mechanic these days because a lot of teams have gone home. Say goodnight, Gracie. So, it is down to 12 teams, which means it is a smaller sample size for picking your players, which do you think that gives a bit of an advantage in the sense that the prices haven't fundamentally changed, but I guess then the separation factor becomes more of an issue, doesn't it? Because a lot of people are going to be going in for the same player.
Yeah, no, that's very true. So it really depends on how you look at things. Like if you're looking at this from a New Year's resolution perspective and you go, no, let's be positive. I think there's a lot to be said about these playoff rounds because I've found throughout the season when there's so many games on, specifically with this early kickoffs on Sunday, is you just get inundated with different teams and options and it's just what do we do? But when you've got four games to look at.
Simple.
It's really, really simple in a way.
Famous last words.
Exactly.
incidentally, true. Remiss of me. Happy New Year, OG. What are your New Year's resolutions?
I just want to be really positive. Yeah. I want to write down things that happen so I can remember it. Mm-hmm. And unlike people that want to go to the gym, I actually want to put some weight on this year.
Put some weight on. I am going to endeavour to, I guess, follow in your footsteps a little bit. You've influenced me a lot over the last few months working together. So I'm going to endeavour to get better at daily fantasy. That's one of my big resolutions. Yeah. And to dress more like a member of Motley Crue.
Well,
throw me back 20 years. I'll show you some photos. Right, let's crack on. We're going to go, obviously, game Saturday and Sunday, right?
Yep.
And we're going to give you picks from both Saturday and Sunday slate. So we'll start with the stack. Couple of really, really tasty options here. Which way have you gone?
Well, I've gone the way of Russell Wilson and Tyler Lockett. So currently, Russell Wilson, £8,200 and Tyler Lockett, £7,300. Now, I did say that it is generally feeling a little bit easier because you've got less games and more to focus on, which is true. Mm. But as we all know, in playoffs, geez, anything can realistically happen. They were relatively poor on the weekend. Mm. We saw that Russell Wilson threw two touchdowns in that defeat. He completed 25 of 40 passes for 233. Yards, but
do you think they're going to air it out more because of the problems they've got on the ground?
I think so. Yeah. We saw the great man beast mode came back, which was fantastic as a viewer. But I'm sure if every Seahawks fan and anyone connected with the Seahawks were totally honest, it's not a dream scenario going into the playoffs, which is frustrating.
Because I remember looking at last season, I think they ran the ball more than any other team. This year, they're top six, maybe even top three in terms of attempts, but definitely in the higher echelons in terms of the run-pass ratio. So you think in this matchup in particular, they're going to weight it more to the pass and Lockett, along with Metcalf, but Lockett, it seems to be when he's fully fit, Wilson's main go-to guy.
It's an interesting point. Metcalf in particular was one that you go, oh geez, which way are you going to go? Because often we see roughly there's always in one game, it's not necessarily throughout the whole season, but in one game you get one receiver which is just feeling it and just is on. And I am backing Lockett on the weekend. Yeah. We saw he caught 6 of 7 targets for 51 yards. And during the regular season, he ended up with 82 catches and a career high 1,057 yards. So right now, let's just go for it.
Yeah, I like it as well because he's come back in the last couple of weeks, you see he's getting more and
exactly
more.
Exactly right.
So it makes sense for him to cash in. Love that. My stack isn't exactly rocket science. I did think a little bit about Cousins and Diggs, and we're going to talk a lot about the Minnesota Vikings, I'm sure, throughout the course of our picks. But I'm going the other side for this one, and Drew Brees and Michael Thomas. So not rocket science. I think this is going to be a shootout. It was certainly a high-scoring game. And Brees is in sensational form. I mean, I think he is the quarterback going into the playoffs in the hottest form at the moment. Thomas doesn't need any qualification at all. The two of them, I think, are going to make hay against the Vikings. I do think they'll win the game as well. We preview this one with Marek Larwood on the Friday pod, so check that out. I do think they win the game, but I do think the Vikings will get a lot going as well. And I'm not so sure, as we'll talk about later on when I show you my avoid pick, I'm not so sure how successful they're going to be on the ground, which might be a controversial thing to throw out there. So, Breece and Thomas, no-brainer, safest houses for me to fill your boots. Speaking of which, what about going big?
Well, there is a huge flavour for the rest of my picks with my beloved Minnesota Vikings, so I'll be totally honest here.
I respect the fact you've gone back to homerism for the playoffs.
That's exactly right. It's just a shame I can't pick Miami for my against my defence, but that's okay.
Sure.
I think we all knew that was probably going to happen. But no, I've gone back to my great man, Dalvin Cook, 8.9 thousand pounds. He is back in action. He's had his first full week of training in a really long time. I really have liked what he's been doing on the sidelines as well, because we've seen Madison has been out, which means Mike Boone has come into the fold for the Vikings, and he has been sensational, you know, when he's been playing. But
I think what's sensational, incidentally, on our radio show that we do, your comparison of Mike Boone versus David Boone.
Yeah, well,
the great Australian cricketer.
We've all got a favourite Boone. Some people haven't heard of him, but that's okay because he's got...
Look him up, kids.
Exactly. Google him.
Google David Boone airplane.
That's all you need to know. But no, I liked him on the sidelines. I thought he was injecting a lot of spirits, and he was coaching Boone. Mm. And it's exciting to have him back. And it is a risk in a certain way because we haven't seen him for such a long time. But he has had, over the course of the year, you know, he averages over 19 fantasy points per game. He's had a real MVP of a season, and there's no reason to suggest that he can't do it again against these guys on the weekend against the Saints.
I have doubts, which I know is wildly dangerous going up against the fantasy OG to express doubts on your big pick. But I'll come back to that.
Okay.
I'll come back to that. I'll tease that a little bit. I'm going Derrick Henry for my go big pick because, again, talk about red hot form going into the playoffs. The Titans are there. They're racking up the points over the last six games, averaging over 30 points. Henry has been the fulcrum of that offense. And I think that's how they're going to beat the Patriots. Mm. I think they're going to take it down the gut of the Patriots. And Derrick Henry is going to see the rock a lot of times. And whilst this Patriots D is incredibly strong, do you feel that they are going to be able to contain Derrick Henry to the degree where he becomes inconsequential in fantasy terms? I don't. I think whether the Titans win or lose, and again, I refer you back to our Friday pod, me and Marek will break that one down for you. I think Derrick Henry has a big game, and I think it's a safe bet.
See, I didn't want to touch this game because I think it's going to be one of the better ones to watch. I think it's going to be great viewing, but in the fantasy world, I just go, I mean, anything could happen.
Yeah.
Really anything could. I think we all know what probably will happen across the board. I think that the Patriots, you know, this is playoff football. It's so exciting to watch. But from a fantasy point of view, I mean, it's too risky. I just don't know where it could end up.
I hear you. I think definitely on the Patriots side of the ball, although, again, watch this space. But, but I think the Henry play is safe. It's one of those games that I think I've been flip-flopping a lot because obviously everyone's writing off the Patriots. They're done. This is Brady's last game. We're hearing all of this. I wonder whether the Patriots are going to unleash hell. They're going to bare their teeth, and this will be a masterclass in coaching, and they will scheme really cleverly against a strong Titans D, but not a great Titans secondary, and whether this one could be an absolute slap back in the face of all the haters that have written off the Patriots once again.
You're a hater.
I'm not a hater.
I'm a
lover, not a fighter. OG, you know that. Value pick.
Yes.
I'll stay on this game because I've teased it enough.
Please do.
My value pick is in Keel Harry. I did look at some of the Bills receivers.
Right.
I like Beasley and Brown, but they're over 6K. And of course, our threshold for value is 6K or under.
Yep.
So I had to rethink. But you know, depending on those are our rules, we make those rules.
Yeah.
Enforcing those rules on you, you might look at saving a bit of money elsewhere on your stack and then looking at those two with value. You've got a few hundred quid here and there to spend because they're in the 6K region. I think both of those could be an interesting pick. But in Keel Harry's, who I've gone for in the Patriots, if they are going to get things going, particularly in the red zone, I think Keel Harry is a decent look for just over 5K. He has been a red zone target. He's picked up some scores this season already, yet he hasn't absolutely synced with Brady. And that's obviously one of the problems that none of these receivers other than Edelman have managed to do that with Brady. But I wonder whether, even if he's not going to have a monster game, if he's a smart pick to pick up a score, going back to our very first point, OG, I wonder if he's the kind of separation play you need. If you're competing against other people in the league, and many people are going to look at N'Keal Harry over other easier targets, easier options, when you're looking at this number of games.
I like that. Yeah, no, I totally agree with you on that, in that sense. And then when it comes to a value pick as well, I think we can all agree that anything under 6K, they're probably not going to win you the game too, right. you know, too heavily, you might have a totally freak, you know, day out. But generally, you know, if they can just get you a cheeky 10 points, like that's great
cheeky
for anything.
Three catches, 34 yards, but yeah. a score, you know, that's
exactly.
And I guess the strategy I've looked at here is a combination of safe bets
yep.
and then roll the dice, you know, yep. so Breeze, Thomas, Henry, safe bets. N'Keal Harry, yeah, he'll either get one catch for 11 yards.
Exactly.
Or a pickup, maybe, you know, a score, could even sneak a second one in.
But hey, anything under 6K, I think play on. And for this, for my value pick in particular, I have gone cheap. I actually can't believe how cheap this guy is this week. I've gone back to Minnesota for Alexander Mattison. So yes, he's the backup to Dalvin Cook, admittedly, but for £4,500.
Wow.
I mean, that's almost for free.
It's
essentially free. I thought that is a bit disrespectful for Tim Madison, because I think he's a really decent player.
Let him know. We don't want to get his head out of the game before.
No, exactly right. But he has also had his first week full of training in some time. So Mike Boone then drops to third string. Yes, you know, he's only scored a touchdown. He averages 35 yards a game, but for £4,500, I mean,
particularly with the injury down. Right?
He won't get anything less than 10 points, I don't think, in this game. And that's an absolute steal for mine.
Big call. Love it, OG. I have gone for my avoid pick, Dalvin Cook,
yep.
which I know is your go big pick. I've done that.
Talk to me.
Well, we were talking about this before we came into the studio to record, right? And it could be one of those picks that completely goes one way or the other. It's the injury problems you mentioned, right? So there is a chance. The Vikings are saying he's fully fit, he's ready to go, or as fully fit as he can be at this stage of the season for most players. He's ready to go, and that's probably true. But there is that factor that he has been out. The injury could recur again. Partly that. It's partly a little doubt in my mind there. But it's also this Saints run D. And this is where sometimes stats can lead you down a blind alley, right? Because pretty much every single preview to this game is talking about that. Where are the Vikings going to get the points? Because the Saints are going to score points. Where are the Vikings going to get their points? It goes back to what I said about the deep threat, and I like that. And that is a weakness in the Saints D. You know, the secondary is strong in some respects, but is prone to giving up the deep ball. And so you've got Diggs or potentially Thielen in that mix as well, but Diggs in particular for that. I like that. And I think Cousins will air it out a bit. But the ground game, people are saying, you look at the Saints, one of the best run Ds in the league. They give up the 6th fewest fantasy points to running backs. They haven't allowed a 100-yard rusher this season. All of these stats set it up for, well, though, that means the Vikings aren't going to get anything going. Now, as you rightly pointed out, this is Dalvin Cook we're talking about, an elite player, one of the best in the business. And those stats are meant to, those streaks will be broken at some point.
You like to ruin my fun, don't you?
But I'm just putting a devil's advocate.
No, you are spot on in a sense, but how many times have we had a discussion similar to this about the likes of Christian McCaffrey, where you go, there's no way, blah, blah, blah. And I'll be the first one to admit that there's been times where I've gone, there's no way he can get his running game going in this game. But if you're having an MVP of a season, then anything is possible.
Do you think if the Saints tear into a big, an early lead, that the Vikings will have to air it out?
I mean, there's a serious possibility, but given the fact that Dalvin Cook is £8,900, and that is, for me, I'm going big on him, but that's actually reasonably cheap.
Well, this is it. You see, this is where I think there's risk. And this is something we've been saying all season long, OG, that do we think Dalvin Cook is going to score 2 points?
No.
Like Saquon Barkley.
Exactly.
Zero. And no. Cooper Kupp got one. Yeah. It was the other way around.
No, I think it was half a point, wasn't it? I think
Saquon got me 1 point and Cooper Kupp got me zero. Deal. So it can happen, but unlikely, right? So Dalvin Cook is not going to be a total bust against the New Orleans Saints. Is he worth spending $8,900?
Yes.
Yeah. Not so sure. So that's why I'm saying avoid.
Fair enough. Well, for my avoid, I'm going for the beast mode, Marshawn Lynch. Now, this is a very interesting one. The only reason why I'm really going for this, he's at £5,900, right? And I'm just wary of not being caught up in the hype of the excitement.
Right.
I think it's fantastic for the game and it's sensational. But I tell you what, £5,900 is actually not that cheap. Compared to certain other players, absolutely, it's a steal because it's under that 6K value mark. But when you've got a guy like Alexander Mattison for 4.5.
Yeah, I love this guy.
It's seriously like there is a big difference, specifically in this week when you've only got a certain amount of games to pick from.
Right.
You know, an extra £2,000 here or there could go a seriously long way.
Yeah.
I thought on the weekend Beast Mode was great in a sense. He got his touchdown. He lifted the crowd when they needed him to do so. But in fantasy terms, I just don't see it happening. And I'm just wary of being caught up in too much of the hype and the fun of it.
Incidentally, talking of Beast Mode and hyping up the crowd, Seattle fans throwing Skittles onto the field.
Mm.
What would they throw onto the field when OG was playing?
When I would play, I mean,
bandanas.
Ideally, a bottle of wine.
Bottles of wine.
Full, obviously.
Wrapped in a bandana.
Yeah, wrapped in a bandana with a little bow. Yeah. And I go, well, thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Should point out to listeners and viewers, of course, watching us on the ESPN UK channels, OG maybe give the guard the Minshew ring back. That was, I only got it for the benefit of the show. It was all a stunt. Just to be clear on that.
No, I posted a photo of it as well up against Gardner Minshew, and the likeness is uncanny. It is freakish.
Minshew, I'm sure, will be bopping around the Super Bowl. We've got to get him the Minshew. We've got to find
him. Would that
see him at Gronk's party and give
him break it, though, because I'm guessing his hands would be that big. Probably. Put it on and go, well, thank you. You know, let's not forget I've got child hands. But
I'm
geez.
One of those quarterbacks that has got really small hands. Exactly. We're the smallest. When the draft happens, the draftniks always talk about, well, our concerns about him, he's got the smallest hands of the draft.
Sure.
Okay, let's move on. Defense. I'm going to Texans.
Now,
a lot depends here on Will Fuller's fitness.
Mm-hmm.
Will Fuller, the wide receiver, you're telling me. Hear me out, OG. Will Fuller, instrumental in this game. Instrumental in this Texans offense. Instrumental as to whether I think they win this game easily or actually it becomes a real slugfest. And a lot of people are on the Bills. But I like the Texans in this game. Will Fuller is fit. I think the Texans win this game. Mm. And I don't think there is enough about this Bills offense, the return of J.J. Watt as well, to make them a compelling chance in this game, and certainly in fantasy terms as well.
Yep.
And the playmaking ability of a defense. So you're looking for a number of different factors here. Of course, you're looking for, are you going to keep the opposition down to minimal pointage? But also, you can have that made pointage. But also, are they going to make plays? Is there a playmaking ability there? And with the return of J.J. Watt, absolutely add a few. I mean, I think he adds points to the line in Vegas, let alone in fantasy terms when J.J. Watt returns. So flip side of this, and keep a very close eye on Will Fuller's fitness, because the Texans, it is being reported, are going to treat him as a game-time decision.
Right.
Will Fuller doesn't play, and Fuller's importance in this game is because of the deep ball, because of what he makes the Bills defense think about, and therefore the flexibility and the options that it gives to Sean Watson, how that helps DeAndre Hopkins and the rest of this Texans offense. If he's not playing Will Fuller, then I think this becomes a different kind of game. And then maybe I would not look as closely at the Texans D. But if he is playing, go Texans D in this one.
Like it. Well, I've gone back from my flavor of the round. Minnesota Vikings, 3K. I'll give you three stats. Fifth in sacks, third in interceptions in 17 of them, and fifth in fumble recoveries. You know, across the regular season, they've been, hit and miss certainly earlier on, but their defense as a whole have saved them in so many circumstances.
And I love the pick, because as we're saying, if they're going to have a fighting chance against the Saints, they've got to be up for it on both sides of the board.
Absolutely.
They've got to be making plays. That D has got to be, they're going to be, it's a roll the dice play.
Big time. But it's a 3K roll of the dice.
I love it. And again, not many people will be looking at the Vikes out of all of these defenses on show. So if you sneak in there and they do step up, I think that's the message of today's episode, right?
You've got
to
gamble.
You got to gamble a little bit with your picks.
Yes. I'm actually sad that we're coming towards the end. We've not thought of either a message of the episode or just like a letter of the day.
Fair point. We also didn't do an OG Christmas message addressed to the nation, to the fantasy nation.
Prime Minister style.
Yeah, we should. We'll have to do that for next season. We'll take care of that and make sure that's locked down. So there we go. Those are our suggestions. Get involved with Paddy Power Fantasy. They'll be running leagues, of course, all through the weekend. And lots more writing on their website as well. So if you check out Paddy Power Fantasy, lots of the fantasy experts over at Paddy Power Towers are putting down extra thoughts and opinions on which way to go this weekend. OG, always a pleasure, man.
Always a pleasure. Good luck.
And likewise, enjoy the games this weekend. We're back same time, same place next week for the divisional rounds. Fantasy rolling all the way through and up to and including the Super Bowl. So we are not going anywhere.